AP Sports, I'm David Schuster. Friday was the beginning of a huge basketball weekend, both college and pro, and we begin in the NBA, specifically in the Mile High City of Denver, with Bruce Morton reporting on the Nuggets and the Timberwolves.
A big road win for the Timberwolves when they topped the Nuggets 136-130. Seventh in the West, Minnesota pulled to within two games of sixth-place Denver. Not a good night for the Nuggets. In addition to losing ground to the Wolves, they fell a half game behind Utah in the conference and the Northwest Division.
Karl-Anthony Towns led Minnesota with 32 points. Elsewhere, Robert Covington had 43 in the Clippers' lopsided win at Milwaukee. Toronto keeps moving up in the standings, a 102-89 winner at Orlando, with Gary Trent Jr. not worried about a play-in game.
Our focus and our motivation has never been to get into a playing game. You know, we always want to put ourselves in a position to not do that. We've been talking about that all year. You know, if we continue to do what we do and stay where we at, play how we play, you know, we should take care of that. But that's never been our goal.
Other winners Friday: Boston, Washington, Memphis, Sacramento, Detroit, San Antonio, and New Orleans. On the collegiate level, it's the Final Four semifinal Saturday night. Kansas and Villanova squaring off in one game, and the other has Duke against North Carolina. And how many big games have those two schools played against each other? Mike Krzyzewski has seen a few.
It would always be important with North Carolina. It's the most important because if you win, you get a chance to play for the national championship, and that has to be your focus, and that's our focus.
Off the court, Kentucky's Oscar Tshiebwe named AP's Player of the Year and Arizona's Tommy Lloyd the Coach of the Year. And the national championship for the ladies will be Sunday with UConn and South Carolina. Baseball news: New York Mets pitcher Jacob DeGrom will miss at least a month with a stress fracture of his right shoulder blade. And the Dodgers acquired closer Craig Kimbrell from the White Sox for outfielder A.J. Pollock. I'm David Schuster, AP Sports.